The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. The monthly passenger volume on the Djibouti Railway in Eastern Africa has increased from 4,000 people to more than 12,000, a sign that China's ambitious infrastructure development project is having impact. The $4 billion railway line runs from Ethiopia's capital of Addis Ababa to its neighboring country, Djibouti. Nearly all of the financing was provided by Chinese banks. Many Chinese laborers spent years in Africa working on the project. Zhou Ping is the project manager of the China Railway No. 2 Group Company.
We spent 7 years on the Djibouti Railway construction project, and in fact, we cut through the whole line within 4 years. After it was put into commercial operation and maintenance, we had a great sense of accomplishment to see trains full of passengers and goods speeding along the railway built by us.
Ethiopia is a landlocked country that depends on Djibouti for 90% of its foreign trade. Since its old railway collapsed in 2009, the country's exports have had to travel by truck on dusty roads, a journey that took 7 days. Now that trip takes just 13 hours. The Djibouti Railway is part of China's Belt and Road Initiative, launched by President Xi Jinping in 2013. China plans to fund $1 trillion of infrastructure projects throughout Asia, Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. The first 4 months of 2018 saw rapid growth of foreign investment into China's high-tech manufacturing industries, which increased by over 79%. The growth was partly the result of China's agreement to lower investment barriers earlier this year. The action reassured investors who had been frustrated by regulations for a long time. Qin Hailin is the Director of Industrial Economy and World Industries at the CCID Group think tank.
By strengthening cooperation with developed economies such as the United States, EU, Japan, and South Korea, we'll be able to strengthen and speed up the high-quality development of our manufacturing industries.
For a long time, car makers have been required to link up with a local partner before building a factory in China. China now says it will remove foreign ownership caps completely for companies making fully electric and plug-in hybrid vehicles in 2018, for makers of commercial vehicles in 2020, and the wider car market by 2022. It will also scrap limits on foreign ownership in the shipbuilding and aircraft industries this year. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.